Family, welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already, hey, and if y'all watching, you can already see we got a guest with us. Go on, let them know who you are, Playboy.
Man, what's up with the people out there, man? I'm Carlos Coleman. That's it. That's who I am. What's happening with y'all?
You know, Coolin' Coleman right there.
Oh man, one of them Coolin' Colemans. One half duo of the Coolin' Colemans. Wifey is the other half, of course. You know what I mean?
Just absolutely.
Good to be here, bro.
Yeah,
good
man. Glad you're here with us, man.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Hey.
Where can the people find you though?
Oh man, y'all can find me on Instagram at Losography. L O S O G R A P H Y. I won that spelling bee when I was back in like fourth grade, something like that. You know what I mean?
Still hold the crown.
At Losography on Instagram, you can find me, but you can also find me and the missus at @themcoolin_Colemans. @themcoolin_Colemans.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Grace, may sound like we about to wrap it up already. I was like, all right, thank y'all for watching. We'll catch y'all next week.
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Nah, so we were sitting here talking. I just want to jump into this before it lose steam. Because we was telling Los, like, hey, we do a topic at the top. A lot of times it's, you know, let us shit.
Get it off my chest. Yeah.
Man, I've been struggling all week.
So I take it from him. All right. So we was talking about get it off our chest. And I was trying to explain to Los what it is, basically. And I was telling him one of my pet peeves is when you're on a plane and people try to get off before they're supposed to. Right? So I'm sitting in front of you. You get up. I'm trying to get up and you taking off in front. I'm like, wait your turn. And this man, Lowe.
He talking about your boy. Listen.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish y'all saw everything that happened before now.
I'm trying to do something. And if I'm on that plane and I'm in the back and you ain't moving, I'm grooving. So hey. I'm trying to get up and out of there as fast as I possibly can. I got a whole system, too. I put my bag up. I put it right down on the shoulder. It don't drop down below the waist.
Don't even touch the ground.
I'm this way. For real. I'm that guy.
Hey.
Lowe's walk past Goose. You still sitting there?
Yeah. Like, hey, bro. You forgot something? Because I'm getting off of here.
I'm about to lead the podcast, man. I'm hot as hell. Lowe's, he'll be trying to get in front of me and my foot will be like,
now look, this. If somebody go ahead and put that Bogart in front of me too, then I ain't mad at it. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll wait my turn, but okay. If you ain't gonna take yours, I'll take it for you.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You take it too long. It's your time to get up, and now you just unbuckling your belt looking for your cell phone. Yeah,
nah,
I'm gone too. But if I'm ready and I'm sitting there trying to get off, and you like,
I ain't gonna hit you with the swim move.
Bye. It's straight there, right in you. Hey.
It's not
and then
I'm going to
say something.
Lowe said, hey, it's me right there, Playboy.
I be the one like, damn, wait your turn.
And I be like, hey, well, you need to go. And then both our wives be like, man.
Yeah,
it's not that serious. All I'm saying is he don't want to go. He like, all I'm saying, he trying to go too fast. And we'll probably end up laughing when they get off.
Oh, yeah.
Both y'all are names claiming.
Wait right there.
He that is high school, right? Everybody in the lunch line. Lowe's going to be like, what up, boy? Try to jump everybody. Now I'm the one. Hey, man, the line right here, bro. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. But see, that's that GA in you, though. That's that from the gut to like. When I'm out and somebody skip up, I'm quick to be like, hey, bro, back that way.
You know what I mean?
I'm that guy, too, depending on what's going on. But that plane?
That's me, fam. Let me holler at you.
Talk to you.
Barbecue a meal, dude.
Hey, barbecue a meal, dude. What we doing? What we doing? What are we doing?
Oh, man. That bless my soul.
You know what? I love to travel, man. And just being on different flights here and there, different sections of the plane, and just seeing how folk get on and get off. I'm like, look, I'm trying to get to our destination, get to the e-bags, get to the hotel, so we can get to the business of why we came. You know what I mean? I'm trying to cool out, have a good time as fast as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all trying to do that, of course. But if you ain't moving, you losing. I'm just trying to tell you. 1,000 for sure.
Oh, my God. Look.
He get on, I'm an eyeballer. We ain't never traveled together or been on the same plane at the same time. But if you ever step on a plane, I'm going
to Oh, I'm documenting all of it.
Oh, yeah, you be with me now. We get it.
I'm going to need seats right in front of y'all just so I can get in and be like, do a selfie video the whole time.
Wait your turn, Lo.
Hey, that's why good to go ahead and spend a little change, get that first class. You ain't got to have them problems. Yeah. You know
the problems disappear up there in first class.
They disappear. Listen, the first time, wifey, she used her Sky Miles, the very first time I ever rode first class, and it changed my life. You understand me? Yeah. I had a song prepared and everything. I got on first. First drinks, first snacks. Yeah. I made up a whole song about that.
I got on first.
I ain't got to worry about
chicken nor beef.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now I ain't got to worry about goose sticking the leg. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about your big ass standing up in front blocking the view.
Yeah, y'all don't need to see up here. This ain't your turn yet.
That first class be something else. When you first get up there, you're like, man, I can't go back.
Can't go back.
Me and the wife, we be in comfort, but you could
comfort's dirty because you can see everything that's going. If it's the wrong, depending on the plane, you can see everything going on.
Everything. And why they still listen? I don't care how many times, but that curtain. Don't do nothing. But make you more matter.
I think that's a mental block. It's like just put them in their place. Put that little see through curtain back.
You can lingerie curtain. You get that one flight attendant that slide is slow.
I can't help close it.
And you get that one flight attendant, I'm like, you can't use this restroom.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Like, a restroom right there on the other side of the curtain.
You got to go 3 miles to the back.
You really do.
Because they done closed that curtain all slow on you. They don't want you to come through the middle. Yeah. Man, watch out. I'm using this one up
that's
here.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. Ma'am, I'm not walking to
I'm not finna go all the way back, man. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, don't let me be in the first class with the pods. You ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. I'm looking down on everybody that ain't up there.
I've experienced that. And
all them pods is something was a great experience. I was mad when the flight was over.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You got anything you want to get off your chest?
Do I got anything I want to get off my chest?
Other than dudes taking too long to get off the plane. It ain't a must, but I got to ask.
Nah, you right now, I ain't got nothing to get off my chest.
We love to think about it. Go on, let the people know what you've been frustrated about, man.
I wasn't really particularly frustrated. I didn't even know about this. Mm. Kev sent this picture of, which one was it? ASAP and Rihanna. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna in their picture. He's like, do y'all want to cover this on TVTV? Or can we cover it on, here's the thing. He was like, well, I have a feeling Tank want to talk about this. Mm. And by the time they already decided, they had already decided. So I seen it. They already talked about it. So I hate if y'all watching them, y'all hearing the same thing twice. This is my take on this whole people analyzing a photo that somebody done took that they don't even know. Mind your damn business. Mm-hmm. All right, they talking about emasculating men, Shut up. I'm so sick and tired of people's opinions. I think that's the forefront of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, man, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Y'all talking, this man is holding his baby. The article is about Rihanna. Yeah. Why the hell would he be in front? Second, what type of analytical schooling or education did you get to be able to look at a photo and say, this is what these people do in their life? They got a photographer telling them, stand here, do this, do that. That's an artist telling them what to do. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. I just want to tell people that.
Those same points you used, though, they would have used those same points if he was in the front.
She
was in the back.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It's Rihanna's shoot.
Yeah, why is he in the back? They ain't respecting women.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't did nothing.
Why is he holding
you
the baby?
You can't make nobody happy today.
You really can't. I mean,
like you said, so many opinions about everything versus being able to just be in your own lane. Be cool with that. You know what I mean? You can't make nobody happy today.
Yeah, same thing with Jonathan Majors. He's, you know, all swole, sitting on the couch with his legs crossed in his boot pants or whatever he got on. Look, I can guarantee you anybody that got a problem with that photo can't afford them pants. Here's the thing. You don't see nobody. You don't see nobody successful. You don't see nobody successful, got a successful business, successful career, saying anything about any of these photos or any of these men.
That's true.
It's a bunch of with nothing to do. It ain't even white people doing this.
But we don't know that.
It ain't, they ain't paying no attention to that bullshit.
We don't. I mean, he got the whole
Well, they too.
he got the whole different. See, the Asian population, they ain't said nothing.
They too.
We got the Filipino.
One of
them. With nothing to do. I don't care what the race is. They still niggas with nothing to do. Like, get your life together.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I ain't got too much to say about it. I think to each his own. And
that's saying a lot. To each his own.
To each his own. And being in this industry, being in this game, you know, there's so many different things that's going to come your way. And you got to be willing to make your own choices and to stand up on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because photographers, stylists, whomever, directors, all that, going to want you to do what it is that they want you to do. If you choose to do that, then cool.
Yeah.
If you choose not to, stand on that, walk with that. And live with it however it come. And I think for us, you know, in this game, we have so many different voices from Instagram to social to that can tell you what it is about you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
What it is that you are, who it is that you are, and all these different things based off a photo or a sound.
Based
light,
off
a
nothing.
Clip or nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all, really. So, yeah, man, just make your own choices in this game. Out here in Hollywood, when you in the entertainment world, and then whatever choice you make, decide to stand on it and live with it.
Yeah, and that's what it is, because people will take a clip or a sound bite or a picture and run off with it.
Yeah.
This happened to me. I find it hilarious every time.
Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, these people really going off about this.
Yeah. You just got to let it
roll. The hell with what
like
I said
duck,
before.
You know what I'm saying? Let it roll off.
Oh, yeah. It don't even touch me to roll off.
Yeah, like a duck.
I enjoy it. I got a ghost account. I get on there with him. Yeah, this is Look at his long ass head. He don't know what he's talking about.
He said, "What? Iggy motion.
Don't let me get no ghost account, man. I'm about to say everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is, man. The internet gives you this portal, this platform to just throw everything out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And half the time, like you said, they be ghost accounts. It don't be like real people.
Yeah, you go to them, it's like no followers.
One post.
That's one post,
just, you know, whatever, a cartoon or something. It's drunk with no alcohol. That's social
media. That's a fact right
like,
there, yeah.
Everybody out there drunk, saying what they want, doing what they want, stumbling all over your comments, whatever it is. With no alcohol.
Yeah.
Ain't drink nothing but some water. Just breathe air that
ain't
morning.
Nothing.
They came up hating.
I ain't never heard nothing that made more sense in my life.
That's it.
Drunk with no alcohol.
Drunk
God
with
dang.
No alcohol. That's what social media is to me.
That's why I ain't on, what is it, Twitter? That's why I ain't on Twitter.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nothing positive come off Twitter.
Yeah.
It's all entertainment, toxic, but it is toxic, though.
It's some spots don't like Black Twitter go in, though.
Yeah.
Depending on what
I think that's
the
one to be pissing me off about, too, is Black Twitter. Because that usually when I hear the news, you know Black Twitter saying it. Then what these fools over
Black
here saying
Twitter breaking
news
faster than anybody. that man ain't saying that. She ain't dead. Yeah, she ain't dead. She got married yesterday. Yeah. They ain't Black Twitter no anything.
They still get married. Look, they done got married. They ain't said I knew yet.
Ain't even for whatever. Ain't even proposed yet. Man, Black Twitter go in.
But yeah, you were speaking of Hollywood and being out here. So we are all transplants. We got two fellas from the GA. I'm from the KY, Kentucky. Hey, so we transplants and we trying to make it happen. We making it happen. We done made it happen. You know? So that's what we're going to talk about today is that transition and that thought process of, you know, how your mindset changed from what it used to be to what it is now. You know, one of the big things, one of my boys told me, you done changed. And I was like, I was a lot younger when we was hanging out. Yeah. I did change, you know.
That's real.
So, you know, and that's you got to block people from trying to, you know, stifle your growth, you know, when you come out. So y'all want to speak on what it's been like, what it was versus what it is?
Man, for me, I think. When you come out to LA and when you come out to the West Coast and being from the South, being from different states, like you come with a different type of hunger. You know what I mean? You come with a different type of grind, a different type of hustle. Something just as simple as the seasons changing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We grind in the winter, we shine in the summer. And out here, it's summer all the time.
Oh, nonstop.
And so for me, mentally, I had to adjust to that portion.
Yep.
And once I adjusted to the weather and to the beauty of L.A., because I remember it was about a year in, 2 years in. I was working. I was pursuing, grinding, and, you know, trying to get my feet wet out here. But I was like, I felt like I ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
I looked up like, yeah, I felt like I ain't do nothing. And even though and so, you know, my brother Chance, he was like, hey, man, the seasons don't change.
Yeah.
And when I thought about it, I'm like, dang, you're right. They don't. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, I was able to not kick in that own thing that we all came up with, right?
Yeah.
That internal hustle, that internal grind, which I hit the ground running with. But now, man, I look at relationships a lot different, being out here now and building those to sustain that which has been grown over the years. Because now getting to different spaces, I want the circle around me to be truthful. You know what I mean? To tell you when I need to stay on the right line, when I
tell
need
you
to
what
get
you need
right,
to hear, not
right,
what you want to hear.
Not what I want to hear.
Yeah.
To be open and just to be good people. And
absolutely,
so I found that to be one of the biggest lessons for me being out this way is finding the people that you need in your life to sustain your growth out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I concur. I concur.
You said it like that's his whole statement.
I love good and good. Because, I mean,
it's true though. Like coming out here, you feel it's overwhelming because every day everybody's moving.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like, hey, let's chill out on the weekend. No. Gotta keep doing, gotta do. And then being in content, it's a constant creative type of atmosphere, and you feel like there's no let up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it could be stressful or whatever. But when you get that circle around you or those people that do it, it come easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you start looking at things in a different light. Like, oh, Kev could do this. Oh, Tank could do this. Blase, blase. And it's like, oh, I need to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up with your circle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming from where I'm from, it was, you know, you're going to do your street thing or you do the 9-to-5 thing. If you're doing the street thing, you know, you play them games if you want to. Or you do the 9-to-5 thing, you stay there 40 whatever years, and then retire. There was no, there was nobody showing you, man, this is possible. Like this 100,000 in 1 month is possible. This is and you like, what is what's going on? So coming out here opened my eyes to a lot of things. Also being older, you know what I'm saying, you calm down a little bit and you start thinking before you speak on things, before you react to certain situations. But that circle is perfect, and that's why I said I concur, because you also have to look at relationships different. Because in Decatur, I don't need no new friends. What you mean? Who is you? I don't know you. You didn't come up with me.
Yeah.
I don't need to know you.
Yeah.
And this man or woman could be your gateway to a whole nother world, but you don't even want to pay them no attention because ain't no new friends.
Yeah.
I don't trust nobody. Yeah. So coming out here, you start realizing, man. Prime example, if I would have met Tank in Decatur, I wouldn't have been his friend.
Yeah.
But this man literally, bald-headed beard, worked in maintenance and facilities, works with his hands. Yeah, we look alike. You know what I'm saying? He missing
according
his
eyebrows.
He missing his eyebrows.
And
but,
you missing your height.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Tell him, even swap ain't no swimmer. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave it out there now. Let him know. Even swap ain't no swindle.
Well, that shit is not funny. But Andy Man's birthday is the 27th of January.
Yeah.
Mine is the 26th of January.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There's what?
It's God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're
God do that.
Same folk, same people, same type of demeanor. Where I was, we both would have been like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. What's his name? Tim Two, man. Look at this nigga.
Yeah, you got the 10 millimeter wrench right there. Come on,
man. But, man, you know, you saying something about just, like, the opportunities that come out here. Right?
Yeah.
And mentality. Mm-hmm. Going from being at home and being in where you grew up at to coming out here, like, it does shift to be, like, to be open to those opportunities.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, you and Tank probably wouldn't vibe back in the city.
Mm.
But out here, it works perfectly, right? Because you open yourself up to more when you leave home. And a lot of time, sometimes you don't even know what you're leaving for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know for me, when I left, I desired acting. I desired to pursue this thing that was burning inside. But I had no formal training and like that. I'm going.
Mm.
Right? I'm going. I believe in me. I got $400. I ain't got no job lined up. I tried to call the hotel I was working at. You know what I mean? But hey, I'm going.
Yeah.
No matter what, I'm going to go. And so then when you get here and you start to make them connections and you start to see, oh, wait a minute. I can do this for an hour, make that, versus when I was at the crib working 8 hours, 12 hours, making not even half of that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Not even half of that. You realize how closed-minded sometimes you are, not in a negative way, but it's just how you came up, where you grew up at, your environment, your city, your space. And out here, it expands that. So the mentality just grows in a lot of ways, but you still got to stay true to self.
Yeah,
I know for sure. You can't come out here trying to be you. Well, you can be somebody else if you, you want to.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have to shift a little bit.
But for me, I couldn't do that. I had to bring all of Atlanta. I had to bring all of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Everything that made me and gave me the gumption to get on that road by myself, I had to bring it here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, for me, what Greg was thinking, that's still me, and I fight it. I like, that's why when I'm cool with people, I'm all the way down. When I'm down, I'm all the way down. Right. I'm very slow to warm up to new people. So when I do warm up, like nah, Loza, that's my boy. When I say that's my boy, that's my boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hands down. So, but I am fighting that because I do see opportunities that I possibly missed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like you were saying, the different season. The season don't change. For me, I'm constantly working because I'm going out and I'm constantly fighting that I don't need no new people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because just because you make a good relationship with somebody and you talk to them don't mean you got to take them all the way in.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You do got to learn to trust people because I'm one of those people who's like, ain't nobody got a reason not to trust me. Why can't I look at
other trustworthy?
Look, what you see is what you get. If you see I don't like you, then trust I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, why can't I look at other people the same way? Have at least somewhat trust that person until they give you a reason not to. Stop thinking you take that wall down, basically. Let it be a curtain. It ain't got to be a block wall.
You know what?
I'm fighting it. That's why I had to make it a curtain and not a block wall.
But that's still part of, right, you being out here.
Oh, yeah.
And allowing your mentality to get into a space when, you know what, I ain't going to open it all the way, but I'm going to put something that's a little bit more access to me and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because those missed opportunities, it play on you. I remember when I first moved out here, man, I was bouncing at a club over off Melrose. And
I can see this dude bouncing, too.
Hey, bro.
Black suit, sunglasses in the dark-ass club.
I had the goddamn black khaki joints on with the long sleeve black. Had the hoodie on. I had dreads at that time, so I'm locked out all the way. Nah, you ain't coming in here, man. Freaking, but it was an industry party, man, and I'm standing upstairs where, you know, the actors and the writers and stuff were at. And brother came over. He walked over, had a smooth ass pea coat on. That's what I caught my attention at first. It was that salt and pepper pea coat.
See, that's what I don't get out here. I got two pea coats. I just want to wear them.
You can't wear them nowhere, right?
God dang, man.
That's the only, you definitely. It's starting to get to a point out here where you can put some layers on in L.A., but 9 out of 10, how we do it.
After 6? Maybe, if it's cold enough.
That's the only way you're going to pull them layers out. Other than that, you know, just sweaters and hoodies. But he walked up and he had the creepiest smile, Goose. He was just, walking to the bar.
That shit was creeping away.
You know what I'm saying? The way he was smiling down. Yes. And so I'm looking at him, and he walked back to his seat. He walked up again and walked back again. I'm like, man, that motherfucker smiled at me one more time. We're going to have a problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, playboy.
I'm in L.A. He's like, yeah, hey, you getting off?
Yeah. Oh, man. But
when we just got to talking, he was, you know, he says he was the writer of Four Brothers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And all the actors are like, you seen the movie Four Brothers? I'm like, yeah, I seen it.
That's a dope movie.
He's like, I wrote that. Mm. And for me, in that moment, I'm like, all right, cool. Now, yeah. Wanting to act and wanting to pursue, my mentality, though, was from the South. I need to know who you are, not what you do.
Yeah, right?
I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
What you doing right now is creeping me out the way you smiling at me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So to be able to now, like you say, take that wall down, put up a curtain, I felt, and I think back to that moment sometime because I was closed off to even a further interaction with him just because of how we come up. Like, I ain't fooling with you. Yep. Like you want some other stuff. In a work capacity, though, I could have maybe broached the subject a little bit different. I could have maybe, however, but at the same time, I always go with my gut, right?
Oh,
my gut leads me down right paths most of the time. Most of the time, because sometimes if you don't follow your gut, you be off in the ditch somewhere.
Oh, you misread your gut.
Yeah, you misread it for real. So I remember that moment, and I thought about that. I've carried it with me now as I meet different people that may lead with that. And I had to learn how to get used to the L.A. lingo, right?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah,
I was complete like, what you mean? Yep. What I do, like,
man?
What, yeah. I'm working. I'm acting. I mean, who are you? First of all,
right?
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was always, I learned, what can I get from you? Not what do you do for real? Not really seeing you as a person. Like, oh, I rock with y'all. I see what y'all doing. I rock with that. Now, what can I get from you?
Yeah.
And instead of having that vibe, I know for me that mentality sticks with me. Coming from the South, coming from Atlanta, just that personable mentality saying, who are you?
Yep.
How my name is?
Yep.
And then building that relationship from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, oh, go ahead.
The Southern hospitality is not here. So,
no, it's different.
You're not getting that genuine friendship that we look for because, you know, been knowing the same dude since third grade all the way up, you know what I'm saying? And you come out here and you don't know anybody, which is the Southern hospitality, you know, that's cool, but coming here and understanding this is work now, and this is, you know, if I vibe with you, I vibe with you. If I don't, I don't. But that doesn't mean if I know that you're a writer and my boy is an actor, hey,
let's change info.
Real spill. I can get you with this. There's no, I'm not being crooked knowing that you a writer and I'm just trying to make some things happen.
That's connection. Y'all can make things happen together. Yeah.
And that's that thing that everybody and myself has to learn. Like, oh, we all out here trying to make some pop off. If this is what you do, hey, I'm trying to do the same thing. I need to have the ability or the comfort to approach you and ask you, hey, how did you do this?
Yeah.
Because literally, you could be software engineer could be right in front of you talking about software engineering. You're like, dang, man, I don't know this though. I can't ask it. And he's just, you one question away. Oh man, shit, I can mentor you. Hey man, I can show you this. Matter of fact, I got a business. I can hire you, and you can get your training from. That's coming out here and helped me. Oh man, I'm about to ask everybody everything.
No fear.
No fear.
I don't.
Yeah.
Other thing I learned early on is understanding when people are in an environment to share information and when they're not.
Ah, that's good.
I'm a perfect example, and I'm so glad I was still being me at the time. So Angel, did I tell this already? Angel was on ER. She was on the season, last three seasons. Mekhi Phifer was on there. Let me know if I told this already because I don't remember. And we was at, I don't know if it was a rap party, some type of party, or was it a charity event? I can't remember what it was. But at the end of the season, they would always have these massive parties where, you know, you bring your family, whoever's food catered, usually at a special event or whatever. So this particular theme was like casino. Mm-hmm. So, and I see Macau walk in, two other people, and me and Angel walking in. She was like, oh, it's Macau 5. She works with him, so she knows him. I'm like, I ain't going to get all up in this man's face. You know, he don't know me. Like, yeah, I know he working with my wife, but I ain't going to be like, hey, what's up? You know, so she introduces or whatever. Go on about our business. And there was another dude that, well, I think he did background work, but I used to see him at the gym all the time. So I kind of knew him. We'd cross paths and talk a little bit. So we in the party. Fast forward, we in the party. Angel, she's off networking. So I'm just, you know, kind of off doing my thing, got a drink. And dude comes over. He said, man, you talked to Makai? I was like, I mean, I just, you know, we were introduced. He said, man, that dude, man, I figured he'd be too Hollywood, man. He fake. Mm. I was like, well, he said, man, yeah. I tried to go up and talk to him, man, just say what's up. He rubbed me wrong. He kind of shrugged me out, man. We work on the same show. I don't know the dude like that. And I definitely don't know Makai like that. I just know him from past. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's messed up. I ain't pay no attention, right? So then later on, I see Richard, who we are really good at. Richard's probably our first friend. We moved to L.A. He was Makai's stand-in or whatever. And he does stunt work and stuff. Actually, we're going to have him on the show, too. So I'm talking to him a little bit. And then him and Makai, like, they boys. They, like, been knowing each other for a real long time. So I was like, all right. So I'm walking off. And, you know, Makai's like, hey, we going to go over here and go gambling. And him and Rich are talking. So that we walking in two different directions. Makai literally turns around and is like, hey, you want to come with us? I'm like, it ain't gambling with your real money. It's like, because otherwise it'd been like, y'all go ahead. I'm like, yeah.
Take stuff. But I tell you, this dude, like,
yeah, I think I left some on the stove in the crib.
You know, where my bank account worked. No, but we went over to the crap table. I don't know how to shoot craps in Vegas like it, like the Vegas style. I don't know what's going on. So I'm like, I'm just going to watch y'all. He's literally coaching me through, showing me how to shoot craps. I hung with them dudes the entire night.
Yeah.
Not because I'm like, I'm coming with y'all. He's like, hey, we can go over here. Hey, you want some drink? I mean, just mad cool. So I'm like, later on, I seen the dude. And I was like, so what did he actually do? What did Makai do to you? Whatever. He said, no, man, I walked up and I was like, hey, I got this script. What? Tried to hand this man a script at a party.
Yeah.
Of course he gave you the cold shoulder.
Lower expectations.
I'm like, why would what's you? I'm looking at, I just let him get it out. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Later on, we ended up hooking back up and kicking it or whatever. Eric, since then, I've been invited to this man's house for Thanksgiving, paintball, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you going out here telling people that this man. Yeah, it's fake and he Hollywood just because you try to hand him a goddamn script at a party.
Right. Yeah,
he tried to let his hair down and relax.
Yeah.
And you over here trying to do business. So that perception of approaching people at the wrong time, in the wrong environment, not reading the situation right, that can rub people, especially when you first move out here, can rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Because I done heard this so many times. People was like, I know somebody they tried to give Martin, they dude was working for a cable company, went to this house to hook up the cable. Turns out it was Martin Lawrence's like uncle or something. Mm-hmm. So Martin comes out and dude was like, hey, yeah, we need to work together. You the cable man right now.
Yeah.
I understand you got to take your opportunity when you get it, but you the cable man right now. Yeah, leave a card or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a way to do things, right? It's a way to approach people just in life. And I think for me, like coming from the A, I've always never been a respecter of persons, right? And so I never viewed celebrity as being bigger than me or lesser than me or vice versa. And so I treat you neck up. What's up? How you doing? Because I believe so much in who I am and I love me more than I'm ever going to love you. So I'm going to meet you like that. Mm-hmm. And so in the environments that we may be in, it may be a moment where I'm like, dang, all right, let me not have no fear and say something. Because this is a person that I've been wanting to meet that's on my radar, that's in my wheelhouse, and I'm in the mix and I have an opportunity.
Yep.
But there are those moments where it's like that, where it's like, man, I would love to talk to them about this thing.
Yeah.
But now just ain't the time.
Yeah, just test the waters. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? All right, nice.
And see how cool
and keep
they
it
are.
Pushing. Yeah,
and keep it pushing. You really get, I remember, man, just being on so many different sets in different capacities, whether it be an actor, working, being a PA, or whatever, and just finding my way into the director's meetings or with the executive producers. Folks would be like, Lowe's, how is you always with them folk and you got hired right here?
Yeah.
I do my job. I stay in my lane. I'm not disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I never let them treat me like anything. You know what I mean? I brought a level of, you know what I mean, pride to my job, pride, to my work. Yeah. And I know that I'm on this job to get to another thing, right? But I'm not going to bypass this. And so they would always see that. And they would just see me outside of the position that I was playing that time. And it just made those relationships grow even more. Like you said, Southern hospitality, when you're on set or whatever you're doing, like that thing that we have in us, that's just, how you doing? What's going on? You all right? Yeah. I get that for you. Not off no...
Because it's neutral. It's like, oh, he treating everybody with respect.
Absolutely. From the top down.
You sitting on the sidewalk, hey, man, how you doing? Yeah. You walk in with a suit, hey, man, how's it going?
Absolutely.
You get the same respect.
They be so surprised and so like, this, you speaking?
Yeah, he spoke. Yeah,
he spoke. Yep. Man, I get, when I was working for Equinox, now these little bougie people in the gym or whatever, we all get on the elevator going to wherever we going, where we in the gym, going to the next floor or something. Be 5-10 people in the elevator, just quiet as hell.
Yeah. And I'm
like,
nothing.
And I'm like, hey, how everybody doing? Yeah. And they, we're good.
Yeah. And
from there, it's every time they see me in the gym, what's up? Don't know my name. Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So whenever you end up getting into something, I don't know what you got. Yeah. You know me though. I'm the one that spoke. Yeah. Don't hurt me or make sure I get the money.
Hey, look, shoot. I got a little trick. When you get on the elevator, there's a whole bunch of people, and they get that look, that awkward, quiet silence.
Ooh, man.
You break it with, all right, look, so I call this meeting today because some of y'all not doing right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do that. That's a good one.
And I know you going to, I call this meeting because some of y'all right here effing up.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? You going to say it like that. And so it break the ice, folk get the laughing, you know what I'm saying? It's just that awkward moment when you got so many people on the Vader. I thought about that right then.
Nah,
it go a long way.
I ain't never, I'm going to do that one. There's been times I've been on there, it's been like, man, y'all quiet in here, ain't you?
Yeah.
And then people will start laughing or whatever. But I call this meeting, I'm going to definitely use that one.
Yeah.
Now that it ain't COVID.
Yeah, right. I know now you're going to have a couple more in there. I think, man, you know, as we, you know, really talking about mentality from home to now and what it was then to where it is now, you know, my mentality now is really doing all that I can out here to one day still go back home. You know what I mean? I still have desires to go back home and even do more in my neighborhood, in my cities, you know what I mean? Because it did give me so much. It gave me everything I needed to get to this space. Mm. And I got to go back and give back to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give back to the city, give back to the community, the people, the family, the folks that loved on me, that pushed me forward and propelled me. And you realize sometimes when you leave, you hold on to that maybe too much because you feel like you got to just please everybody when you get out here, because L.A. is L.A.,
right?
And they don't understand the grind, and they don't understand the grind and how L.A.
right
can be up and down. Yeah. You see me on TV, but I'm still
it's still a grind.
Side trying to make it work. And so you have that sense of like, man, keep it real.
Yep.
And now for me, I don't want to just keep it real. I just want to keep it me and let you know that, I have changed. I'm going to continue to change.
Yeah.
If you can't respect that, love on that, it's all good because I understand where you are. But to now take those changes and bring back to my cousins, my family that's in the city and be like, hey, man, this is how we can maneuver. This is how we can do this. This is what I learned while I was out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you, for me, that's something I definitely have to do. And that's where I think about now, today, what it's going to look like when I go back home.
Yeah.
Right? Not just to visit, not just to for Christmas break or the holidays, but when I go back and I can put roots down again with this knowledge, with everything at my back that I done got from out here, let's go get it.
And that was the one thing that was inspiring for me when I first moved out here, is seeing the people my age and what they were accomplishing. I came out here, I'm like, man, they doing some big things. Hold on, what's going on? It's like people, you know, publishing books and starting businesses and stuff. It's like, you got to be in your 40s to do that. You know, you ain't doing that in your early 20s. Like, what's going on? It's like, we are. Granted, not to say they was all from here. It could be, you know, transplants and everything else. But that pushing my hustle of understanding, okay, so sharing with family back home, mm-hmm. you know, is like seeing people blow up. And also, like, I don't know if we'll ever move back and be permanent, but we definitely want to buy land and have a place there. I got things I'm working on where I'm like, no, I definitely want that to be, you know, the headquarters of that to be where I'm from.
Where you from? Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, just be getting that inspiration of having one mindset of moving before you move to, you know, you open to a whole new world now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to change. You know, a mature tree produces fruit.
You know, man, my wife asked me one time, like, when you speak about food, she was like, you think we would eat the way we eat now? You know what I mean? Had we not came out here?
Nah, my diet would be horrible.
Do you think we would be willing to try vegan and raw diets mm-hmm. and juice diets and all these different bike riding on the beach? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hiking trails and, you know, L.A., it gives you like, dang.
Gives you options,
I
man.
Need to be active. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Folks is out here chipper and walking in the morning. Let me go see what that's about.
My neighborhood, they up and down.
They up there.
Every morning.
Yeah.
It's because it's sunny outside.
Yeah. I told Angel a couple years ago, when I first got into it, I said, nothing makes me feel more L.A. than, because for a long time, it's my Friday thing. It was my routine. After I get off work, I go order some sushi and get a glass of red wine.
Oh, my boy, that's out there. Hey.
I walk to the den.
You locked
hey,
in.
Hey, what we going to watch? He just look at me and like, boy, you got to say, hey, you don't knock it. Got my sushi, got my red wine.
Man, boy, my cousin back in Memphis, man, he tried to put me on sushi. Long time ago.
Yeah, it ain't the same sushi out there. Memphis ain't just like Kentucky. It ain't got the same sushi.
It may not have been, but his mind was way elevated before I was. His mind was way before me because I'm like, I ain't eating that. That's raw. Do they cook it? What? Give me the one that. Give me the one that's cooked
up.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't keep me from a sushi spot. Well, I got a couple of them. Y'all need to know how let your boy. Man. I got a few. Man, I love that sushi. Nah, I go get it. That definitely is an L.A. thing, fool. You get out here, man, that sushi be like calling your name.
But moving out here is a new place. It's almost like a new beginning for you mm-hmm. to revamp yourself. You know what I'm saying? But the thing from the South, Decatur, where I grew up, you're not really, like you said, starstruck or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. I don't know where that is.
I think it's something, man, but, and a lot of, you know, not to cut you off, but like, we got so many people come from the city.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think.
Ain't a lot of people come from Kentucky, but I was never starstruck either.
I used to see, where I worked at on Northside Drive, I used to see Dro, T.I., Jock, Ludacris. I worked at the Congress Center. Yeah. So all them big wigs would come there to do conventions and all that stuff, so that might be why. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's. Yeah. But having that mentality and coming out here and not being starstruck and treating people from the neck mm-hmm. up,
is a
great attribute to have because you're not trying to give somebody a resume at a party.
Yeah. You know that was me. I was visiting Angel. I think my first or second visit. First visit because we was at Roscoe's on Pico. Mm. And we sitting there eating. I'm like, yeah, you know, we talking about food or whatever, which wasn't a big of a deal with me. I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all say chicken. I'm from the South. It was still, waffles was bomb. And I'm like, all right, this is what everybody's going off about. Still good, though. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, that looked like Method Man. Mm. Posted up, looking at the menu. Mm. He was in there for a minute. I guess it was waiting on food. So we getting up, leaving. I'm like, I got to at least say hi to this man. Like,
I
done spent
man.
Hours.
I done spent M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Come on now.
Thousands of hours listening to this man. Yeah. So we leaving, Angel's in front of him. We walking out. I was like, hey, man, I was going to let you know. Big fan, love what you do. Mm-hmm. I kept walking. I was like, I ain't going
to. Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you. Ripped me up, hugged me. We talked for about close to 5 minutes. Ask me where I'm from, what I'm doing out here. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate your support. I was like, God dang. Angel was about to turn around like, what happened? It was like, I was in there talking to Matt. Yeah. And I talked to Takao. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's your body, body, fool.
But
yeah.
But again, I think that's that, like you said, that Southern hospitality was just like, hey, this man just out here trying to get his food.
Yeah.
I appreciate what he's doing. Just let me show him some love. Mm. But. I thought you was about to say something.
You just start that, but
everybody like, said,
but I thought you, I like this nigga finished.
No, I didn't know.
No, I saw him take a breath. I thought he was about to say something, so I stopped.
I just breathe.
Damn, take people in hell. What you talking about? I thought he's about. Hold on, what was I about to say?
You said, but you just what said, you just stopped. You were just like, no, what?
I was about to. I was like, but, and he was like,
oh,
I was like, I thought he was going to say something.
Right when you said, I was like, oh, we cutting this shit out right here, bro.
That's what I said. We're going to cut, dog. We keeping it now.
That's hilarious. That's what he said. What you say?
Oh,
y'all breathing.
Goose, go ahead.
Y'all boy, wild. Y'all some wild boy, boy. I tell you.
Y'all here trying to be polite.
Man.
Hold on, what did I say? I don't even know what I said.
We don't know what you're talking about.
You talking about, man. You
met the man, he was
just
cool
chopped
with
it up with Melf. Yeah, yeah, just chopped it up with Melf at Roscoe's. And Jay being cool. You know
being
what I mean?
Genuine like, about the situation.
Yeah, just having a mentality of coolness, right? Where you ain't trying to do too much, do too. Because what's for you, right? Like in that moment, you speaking to him. Opportunities can jump off from anywhere out here. But it was just a cool moment.
Yeah.
And you got that moment. I remember. So I'm at the point, like, you had a moment where, like you said, I'm going to say something. We walking out. Sometimes you know when to say something. Sometimes you know when not to. Man, I tell you, I'm in, they had this thing called Soul Nick out here.
Oh, yeah.
And Three Stacks was out there.
Mm.
The Loch Ness Monster of hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You talking about out cinema, the outdoor? Mm, oh, yeah, we go right every year.
They had that joint, man, and.
Three Stacks.
And my partner was like, hey, Chance, me and Chance had my nephews and out there, whatever. He was like, there go your boy. And I looked, I'm like, God dang, there go Three Stacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, dude. I wanted so bad, but everybody was around him, coming up, talking to him the whole nine. I was like,
you gotta give a man breathing room.
I just stepped back and looked. I was just gazing like, yeah.
Did he have an aura?
He did, bro. And all he had on was some overalls and a trucker cap. You know what I'm saying? Just cool and chilling. Yeah. But I was like, that's Stacks right there. You know what I mean? That's.
I don't know what if I would try to approach Stacks, though.
I wanted to, but I just kept it kosher, kept it cool. Everybody over talking to him.
That is different when you see everybody smiling.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I ain't gonna press the line, press the issue, because I feel like for me, in time, it's going to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you out here, you guaranteed in some way, form, or fashion to cross paths with so many different people. And if it's meant to be, you know what I mean? God gonna line it up again. But I remember that moment like, dang, I'm all the way on the west. I ain't even seen anything in Atlanta.
That's what I was about to say.
I was down the street. I ain't even seen
him in the city. And I'm all the way out here. He right there.
Yeah.
Stacks, what up, boy? You know, you want to go hit him with a line?
He would have had to look him on that. He's from where I'm from.
He's from the city. I would have had to hit him with some straight A times. I ain't one of these groupers around.
Right.
Niggas in the point ain't changed. Hey. You know what I mean? For real, hit him with that line. Yeah.
That's what's up. I ain't even know that festival be that big out there.
It was cool. I don't know if they still do it now, but they still do it.
I tried to get them to come last year.
That's the one y'all were.
I took the tents and everything.
Yeah.
Man, okay. That joint was huge. Like,
it was
we was out there looking grooving.
It was packed.
What were we doing?
It was still, I think it's still ramping back up. It was still fat out there. Uh-huh. Like the food was crazy. But it wasn't like it was pre-pandemic.
I got you, yeah.
But I mean, I was still out there. I had my food on the grill.
Yeah, cool.
And I don't know why I did that, because they got all that food. But I don't want to wait no line. I can just throw pre-season salmon on the grill. It's plank salmon.
Cedar plank salmon with a lemon herbiscus sauce.
You already know, right?
Hey, Tank at the bar whipping up gourmet meal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Taking it out the plastic. Who wants some?
Can you pass the Grey Poupon?
Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? Throw the little turkey burgers on there for the kids.
Man, I'm excited. I'm thankful, right? I'm thankful that I made the decision to move out here. I'm thankful that I didn't have fear. I didn't have anything to say that I couldn't make it, you know what I mean, in my mind. And to now be here making it, right, doing it. Got a film coming out this year I'm going to be in. That's going to be on Netflix. Dope. You know,
congratulations
what I mean?
On that, man.
Appreciate
can
that.
Can you say or no?
I can say it, yeah. I shot that joint in Atlanta. Right?
Oh, for real?
Man, that's how God works, man. When you good to people, God going to be good to you.
Yeah.
But I'm in a new film that Jamie Foxx is going to be in. They Clone Tyrone.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I'm going to be in that joint.
That's what's up.
Got a part in that. And so, shot that down in the city in Atlanta. Like, literally.
Back home. That's crazy.
I don't know if I can say. I guess I can. But we was on Cascade, you know what I mean? Up the spot. Where
I mean, if you in Atlanta, you got to be.
Yeah, I
got
to tell you where I was at. Yeah. I was at.
No, but you got to be at Cascade. Like, you got to.
Yeah, come on now. I was right there. We was on Cascade, right there by the AutoZone, across from the Popeyes and the Kroger. Y'all know what's up. In the city. I was in the city for real. You know what I'm saying? And what made me so thankful about that moment was not only the relationships that was built before I even got to that, and the blessing and how I even was able to just book that role, but being there doing it and folks start coming out of the zone, standing around watching us do the scene.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. As the scene going on, they just come out watching, looking. And when we rock, the boys that were from the city for real, them A-Town, boy, that A-Town for real right there, boy. Yeah. Hey, that was good right there, boy. Hey, you did that, boy. You put on for the city right there, shawty. That boy funny right there. And look, I just played my part, you know what I mean?
Like, hey, you know I'm known.
Like they say, no small parts, no big parts. Nah, it's true. You know what I mean? It's what you bring to it. And so I just brought my everything to it, and I was in Atlanta. Had I not came out here, you know what I mean, all them years ago to hit that grind, that opportunity don't happen.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It don't bring me all the way back home.
Yeah.
Right up the road from where I grew up to now say, man, we doing it. And it's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's going to continue to keep going further and further.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your environment doesn't always, but it strongly dictates your outcome and what you're going to become. You know what I'm saying? Because all you see, not saying it's just Atlanta, but anywhere, you know, you grow up, you have majority of people. So if you grow up in a military town, everybody's in the military. They working for the state, this, that, and other. You grow up here, you're a dope boy, athlete, or you grow up here, everybody's doing this. They working for the rail company. You know what I'm saying? And you get in that. My dad, post office, I'm post office. Yeah. My mama, a nurse, I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But making that move, making that adjustment, now your bandwidth is huge now. You like, I can do this, I can do this. I mean, just going out for auditions and putting yourself out there puts you in the race.
Yeah,
you
know for what I'm real. Saying? For real.
So, and being here where everybody's doing that, it's competitive, but it's also motivation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I know one of my partners, this how they be playing me. Well, this how my partner be playing me. So, but what you doing? I'm like, shoot, man, I'm on the road with Kel, man. You know, I'm selling merch. Oh, you a dude, boy. This all he that old dude, boy. This, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And they like, so the night'll go on and they crack jokes, something else might happen. or somebody at the door, oh, get Goose to get, he to do what, you know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't, that happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just knowing that that this happens in general, they don't see what I'm seeing.
Right.
Like, bro, if y'all would only not even just come out there, but open your mind, period. Oh, yeah, you can stay in the A. You can stay wherever you stay. Just start opening your mind to things.
Yeah.
Things would change. Yeah.
Growth. Oh, go ahead.
Coming out here helped me do that. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, growth looks strange to people that ain't growing.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it, back to at the beginning, we was talking about, like, people hate success.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't even know it.
They don't even know it.
They don't even know it.
They uncomfortable with success. Yeah. They don't like it. It looks weird to them. It's like Goose out here traveling 50, 70 cities a year. And this man going to talk about you a do boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't see what, like you said, you don't see what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going on, what we working on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's like people see that. They see you working. It's almost like if you were to tear the hood halfway off of an engine, you only see part of the engine working. You see these pistons going. It's like, it looks stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you doing? Because they mind ain't open to the whole thing.
You don't know the whole story.
You don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
However, people that are growing, they know they see something. They may not understand it, but it's like, hey, you doing something right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing something. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I started looking at it. I was like, you know, people can, you know, say what they want. Like, oh, I see you on there, man. You over here looking silly. You know, you got your wife got you doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she do.
Them lights on.
Them lights is on.
You feel me?
Them lights is on.
Them lights is on.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, I had to pay some money to tack to Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
A lot. And I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like a bigger fool to you, hopefully. Yeah. If I'm doing this right, I'm going to look like an enormous fool to you.
Yeah.
If I had stayed stagnant in the labels that I was labeled coming up, even in Atlanta, you know what I mean? In Memphis, all those different things, are you this, are you that, or had I let those things really seep into me and stop me from believing and dreaming that I could do something different and grow? You know, the blessing for me, I would say, came from my mama, right? Because even coming up, we moved around a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So I had the opportunity, you know, you don't know that life is life, and so I'm in so many different circles and different arenas with different people.
Yeah,
sometimes exposure. next year, right? I may go to a school 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I may go to another school for half that semester. And then I might go to another school to end it. You know what I mean? Sometimes we had to move like that. So when I came out here, being able to, all right.
Yeah, you water now. You can just adjust to the environment.
I can adjust. I know how to grow. The seed was planted. Mm-hmm. And so now when I'm seeing others growing and I'm seeing others prosper and flourish out here, I'm like, okay, I may not be that right now, but I can see I'm going to get to that, right? I may be this little polyp, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I may be this PA, a production assistant. I may be a dupe, whatever you want to call it. I'm selling merch for my folks. I'm getting bread for my family. I'm making a name for myself. If you can't fit with that, if you can't rock with that, you got it.
Don't rock with it. Yeah, go on.
You got it. And so that's how I've been able to survive out here, is knowing that I've been in so many different areas and arenas around different people and different personalities, and just having to be myself and saying, like, all right, cool. Whatever position I play, that's the position I play.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to be comfortable in that, and I'm going to stand tall in that. And I ain't gonna worry about somebody looking at my videos with my wife.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And here's another one.
Having a good time.
And another one.
Hey, keep this party going. Man. You understand me? This thing ain't gonna stop. So, yeah, you know, like you said, your mentality sometimes is only what you see. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's what it is.
Your mentality is only what you see.
Yeah.
Because you don't see nothing. You don't see that much. You see the same thing, man.
Yeah.
And like I said, it don't matter where you're from. Wherever you from, you see the same thing. If you ain't expanded out,
yeah,
you'd be
Yeah.
You don't know what you can do. Yeah, you
gotta
know
stop looking down, look up and out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
Be comfortable though, though.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say.
If you want them folk where you don't want to go nowhere and you don't want to do nothing, like we said, don't be on, you know, don't be one of them drunk.
Yeah, over there drunk.
Out here talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
If you comfortable in that, just be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't got to
be you.
You ain't got to step on me because right. I made a decision to leave the city, to come out here, yeah. to pursue a goal and a dream. Come on now, what we yeah. talking about?
That's okay. I'm glad you said that. So to be clear, to have a 9-to-5, work there for 40 years and retire and have pension, Social Security, checks coming in, that is the shit.
Hey,
both of my parents, my dad retired Navy, post office, and he about to turn 70.
A lot less stressful.
So he got three checks.
Who you telling?
He got three checks coming in. He ain't doing nothing. My mama retired, nurse, all that. So, I mean, if that's what you want to do.
My parents retiring is what great. Got me here.
Yeah.
That's, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. But if you have something else in you and you're sitting at your job like, dang, this can't be it. Bruh, it ain't it.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
able to get out there and do all type of stuff, no matter what your community has instilled in you, your parents have instilled in you, mm-hmm. your church and your religion have instilled in you. Because mm-hmm. most of the time, everybody's like you said, growth and change is like an alien. They like, man, what you talking about?
Yeah.
You ain't coming out tonight? Nah, bro, I ain't coming out. You ain't drinking no more? Nah. No, I drink on the weekends. I don't drink every night. Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Right.
You know, the best thing I've ever heard was this man Tony Baker talking about people bashing him, thinking it's weird for drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
They like, you don't drink. What you drink?
You don't put poison in your body. That's what he said.
Tony like, drink water. What are you talking about? Yeah. And it's like, it's weird. Like like you said, you don't put poison in your body? Yeah. No, man, I like drinking water.
Yeah.
And we keep referring back where we from is because it doesn't matter what you do. Where I'm from can make fun of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on,
and it will be funny, though.
But that's love, too, though.
It is.
It be love.
Look, hold
it comes from love. I'm
glad you said it.
It don't matter what it is. Your thumbnail, flat thumbnail.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm glad you said it. My freshman year of high school, over the summer, I was working at Subway.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted some extra cash. That's one thing my parents taught me, value over dollar. You go out and get yours. They called me white or wheat. For years.
Yeah.
White or wheat. Hair go white or wheat.
Yeah.
Fast forward after high school.
Yeah.
The same dude that started all that. I shit you not. Walking to a Subway one day. I think I just got off work. Walking to a Subway. Maybe I was at work. He's behind the
At Subway.
Mm-hmm. I said, "What's up, boy?" We sat there talking. I was like, "Why the wheat?"
Yeah.
Did you hit him with?
Yeah, I said, "I'll take the wheat."
Yeah. Come on,
you know
man.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Talking.
Yeah, I'll take that. Man.
But listen. Yeah, fam. Hey. Oh, do you have something else?
No. I'm just breathing again.
Mindset is everything.
Mindset is everything. I can't remember what it's going to be the title. You said something potent. I was like, that's going to be the title right there. Anyway, fam, hope y'all enjoyed this. I know I did.
Man.
Los, you definitely coming back if you want to come back.
I mean, bring me back anytime, man. Absolutely. We got more to grow, more to do, more to talk about. You know?
Absolutely, man. Go on and let them know where they can find you.
Once again, man, y'all can find me on IG at Losography, LOSOGRAPHY. You can find me and my wife on at @themcoolin_Colemans, @themcoolin_Colemans. Dropping in July. I believe July 21st, if I'm not mistaken, on Netflix. They clone Tyrone, Jamie Foxx, mm-hmm. Tiana Parrish. They finna bite of that film, and you'll see your boy in that thing as well. You can catch me on YouTube Originals with Tab Time, doing my very, very many voiceovers that I do as a voice artist. That's what I'm on. That's what I'm rocking.
Y'all got
that's
a bakery?
Oh yeah,
we didn't even talk about the best man got a whole bakery, man.
Yeah.
We slipping, man.
Wifey has Southern Girl Desserts. Well, it's a family business.
Yeah.
But I always tip my hat to her because she started it, she created it. She dreamed up the vision, and she made it work. You know,
absolutely.
She started in the kitchen right there in Englewood, and now we have two locations. One at the Crenshaw Mall on Baldwin, the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Mall, ML King and Crenshaw, and the Watts location as well, in the Freedom Plaza. So Southern Girl Desserts. Southern Girl Desserts on all platforms if you're looking.
Hey.
We ship nationwide. Hey. All your best cupcakes, cookies, pies, sweet potato, peach cobbler, pecan, sweet potato, sugar cookie, chocolate chip, pecan, coconut.
You go 2 hours later. Peanut butter and jelly.
They got for all my NO folk, you know what I mean, from New Orleans, we got King Cakes on deck right now, Mardi Gras, La Bonton Roulette, you know what I mean? Whatever you need, Southern Girl Desserts got it, man, and they can do it. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. Holla at your boy, man. Holla at my wife. They gonna make sure y'all get right.
Absolutely. Yeah, Victory went on and on. I was like, I got to get in on that.
Yeah.
Victory was like,
oh, it's the truth. Boy. It's the truth. Listen, I live with the plug.
Go ahead, Goose.
Let me taste some of that. Yeah, that pure sugar.
Yeah,
he
there.
Oh, it'll do. Yeah, that'll do.
Wrap that up.
Yeah, Lord, let me get that right there. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, you can catch your boy Gooseby on G-O-O-L-Z. I said on. On IG at GOOLZBY, YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can buy my merch at reppedmerch.com.
All right, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Saint on the gram, Facebook, Marcus Saint on the book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Check it out. We'll holler back at y'all next time, fam.
Peace out.